That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good morning. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I was thinking of Memorial Day, which is probably why I said morning. This is Memorial Day Eve or the holiday weekend celebrating Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States that honors and mourns the military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Memorial Day was previously called Decoration Day. It's a federal holiday in the United States, and it honors the performance of the military men who died while in the service, and the honor is observed the last Monday of May. It used to be observed on May 30th, but in 1970 it was made a federal holiday, and now it's celebrated on the last Monday in May. And tonight we're going to be honoring Memorial Day, and I'm very lucky because we have a beautiful music song with Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Army singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. So we'll enjoy that tonight. I have a very special guest tonight from Canada who's joining me. And we are also remembering a man by the name of Bruce Beech. As political tensions rise around the world, some doomsday preppers were preparing for fallout of nuclear war. None of them, however, were as prepared as Bruce Beech was, who created a massive subterranean shelter out of 42 cycled school buses, topped layers of concrete and soil in an attempt to save humanity from Armageddon. The Arc 2 shelter is located in Horning Mills, Canada, and covers about 10,000 square feet of land. Bruce, Beach, who believed that nuclear war would inevitably occur in the coming years, began constructing the shelter in the early 1980s and has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on construction equipment and legal fees to build what he viewed as a necessity for the future of the human race. After entering the shelter through a small above-ground portal, survivors of a nuclear attack would descend 14 feet below the ground to access the matrix of interconnected school buses that make up Arc 2. The underground complex includes dozens of fully functioning rooms into school bus shells, including two kitchens, a radio communication center, a doctor's office, an exercise area, and even a laundry room. Bruce has also managed to equip his shelter with a steady supply of basic utilities such as lighting, heating, running water, an intricate air circulation system, and 3 months' worth of diesel fuel to power the shelter's electric. Although the local government has desperately tried to shut down Bruce Beach's operation by penalizing him with $250,000 in legal expenses, the man refused to forfeit his life's work. In total, Arc 2 has the capacity to house over 500 people. Bruce's plan calls for 80% of the shelter to be populated by children, which he sees as the optimal way to prevent humankind from going extinct. And tonight we are honoring Bruce's passing and his life. My guest tonight is the famous, worldwide renowned Antonia Lau, who was a very close friend of Bruce Beach. Good evening, Antonia.
Good evening, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me, and especially in honor of Bruce tonight.
And had you been over to the Ark? I never got up to see it.
Oh, yes, several times.
That had to be an experience. But beyond the Ark, which was brilliant and wonderful, he was the most researched man I've ever known, and his weekly newsletters were incredible.
Excellent, and well-received. I'm getting notifications. I had posted a GoFundMe for the family, and you have several people writing in about how they have been listening or watching his newsletter for over 20 years.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. I found out about Bruce in the early 90s by a man named Michael Day, who has also passed away, and he had a group out of Texas, out of Austin, Texas, called Some Saw It Coming.
Uh-huh.
And so I've honored Bruce by saying he saw it coming.
Yes, he did.
Tell us more about Bruce.
Well, what I want people to understand is it was rather interesting why he took on this big operation. He used to be military at one point, and he was stationed very far near the North Pole in a similar kind of bunker. Mm. I think that's where the idea came from. And after his military service, he was also a very religious man. You know, he was raised as a Christian Scientist at first.
And yeah, then, I did know that.
Yep. And then he went on to study other religions of the world, Buddhism, as well as some others, Mormonism. He covered them all.
Mm-hmm,
and he felt
he
there was a link, but he settled in the Baha'i faith. And the Baha'i faith has a belief to leave something as a legacy for the betterment or the improvement of humankind.
If we possibly can, it does. In fact, we even talked about the movie that I'm in the middle of making, Unlimited Realities, and I was going to have him in a part of it.
You know,
to show what he was doing.
And go ahead.
He was a very loving man, very loving man. But I think a lot of people misunderstood him.
That was the problem. We found that the media took pot shots, and this is a brilliant man. This is not just an average Joe Schmo that had an idea. This man, as you said earlier, Elizabeth, he researched day and night. He only slept minutes out of every hour, kind of like Einstein did. But he would gather all this data and information and then share it as much as he could and with what he could extrapolate from.
And he always had the links. And he would, and that's how I learned about worldwide news and fake news, because when you went to another part of the world and read one of his links, You got the true story.
There you go. And he wanted everybody to know that. And he said something that people don't realize. He, of course, as you said earlier, had prepared it for nuclear disaster. However, he discusses what the Baha'i talk about as the great catastrophe, he called it. And so he knew that there was more than just the possibility of nuclear war. The great catastrophe is what he wanted to prepare for. But do you know, Elizabeth, he spent 2.5, I believe, million of his own dollars
Yes,
on
I do know
the
that.
Yes.
And his greatest pain was in later years when his wife Jean got ill, and he really didn't would be caught sometimes, and then we'd all help him when we could.
Yes. And the interesting thing is, Jean is 95, Bruce was 87. He was always taking care of her, and we were always concerned about her health. So it was quite a shock when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he developed a massive heart attack the first week of May.
Yeah, just when we were coming into the eclipses.
That's
And
correct.
he told me that these eclipses were the most powerful ones that we're going to be having in years. He said it's been over 400 years since we've had this energy.
Yes. And
And
so,
we just had one. I wanted to review that. We just had one last week, and the next one is on June 10th.
yes. In Gemini, just the opposite of this one. Bruce
Yeah,
was interesting because
Sagittarius.
2 weeks before, we would talk every day at noon via Zoom about the world events, what was coming up, and for several years. And he would discuss, and just that 2 weeks prior to the massive heart attack, he said that he had had the strangest, most vivid dream that he'd ever had in his life. Elizabeth, he told me, he said, "Antonia, the dream was so vivid and detailed." He said, "They told me I was going to die soon." And so I could tell he was unnerved by it. And I tried to comfort, and "Oh, Bruce, you know, you're going to live to 100, you know, that kind of."
Well, I had the same thing with Anne Walker, who was a very famous psychic from England, and she wrote me a letter saying she was going to die soon, and she did. We have a call coming in. Can you accept a call? Diana from Arizona, and her birthday is July 15th. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am. Thank
Did
you.
you want to ask Antonia a question?
Do I have any love relationships coming in?
Diana, take a deep breath for a second there and think about how good that would make you feel if that would really happen. Just for a second. We want to concentrate. What I want you to understand is 2 months prior to the birthday, Diana, tends to be a kind of a tough time. It's kind of like you're getting rid of all the garbage from the year prior. So lay low, sleep in late when you can. The last 2 weeks before the birthday, Diana, tend to be very uncomfortable. So just don't stress yourself. Don't push. The day of that birthday, that 15th marks the best time or the beginning of the entire year for you. So this is when you want something to start. Anything you start now tends to be problematic because you're kind of running on fumes right now. There's very
And the
little.
other thing, Diana, is that Mercury's retrograde, so nobody needs people that work out with Mercury retrograde. And I certainly agree with Antonia that your best time is going to be from July 30th through mid-September, and I think somebody will be in your arms before we get to the fall equinox.
And that's what I got around the month of September prior to. But take it slow, you know, Diana. Don't jump in there and ask for tangible. I would suggest asking for strong, tangible proof from divine universe, so you know for sure, so you won't go through that heartache. You have a tendency. You know how you have a sense when you walk into a room, Diana, and you feel if everybody's upset, all of a sudden you are. And you don't know why. Or if they're happy, you're happy. Why would you, when you just are investigating whether you're going out with someone? You know, crawl up like you were Thumbelina in their heart, okay? While you're sitting across having a coffee and chatting. If it feels uncomfortable in there, just say thank you and forget about it if it doesn't feel comfortable, okay? So you said
And
you
Diana,
don't.
you have a wonderful intuitive sense, and it's growing. So you're going to find that you're going to intuit better and maybe even have some psychic dreams.
I think the guy coming is going to be air or fire dominant. He could, not necessarily the look, but I know he's air or fire dominant. air signs, Diana, are Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Fire is Sag, Leo, Aries. He also could be either light-eyed, light-haired, and he'll start with being very witty, like because he's nervous when he talks to you, and he'll be very quippy and witty. And that's how kind of how you know. At first, it looks like it takes you off guard, and you realize, oh, and you'll feel the connection. But he's coming.
That's great, Diana. Okay. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Keep in touch. Let us know what happens. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out. I'm here with Antonia Lau. We're going to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with Antonia right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of May 31st through June 6th, 2021. The USA Memorial Holiday is on Monday under a social Aquarian moon. Physical Mars makes Harmer teach a spiritual Neptune on both days, so take a meditative walk near the water. Go to the beach or a lake or even a little brook if you have one nearby. Mercury turned retrograde last Saturday afternoon, and of course you likely felt the energy before that as Mercury stationed and then started to go backwards. Many astrologers consider 2 weeks before Mercury retrogrades and after as a sign of the shadow, and they call it being in the shadow of Mercury turning retrograde, which brings problematic harbinger and closing of the retrograde period. This is a powerful retrograde because Mercury is in Gemini, the sign he rules, and communication will likely go very crazy. Technology will most definitely find a glitch, and travel plans, luggage, and business affairs might snag and tangle, and contracts either have to be amended or rewritten. Monday Memorial Day has Mars trine Neptune, making an escapist atmosphere. This creates the perfect day to kick back and enjoy life. And I do want to say happy Memorial Day, and let's everybody remember our soldiers and all of the people that have fought for this country to keep it free. It is more than appreciated, and we never can give enough thanks. This week, we could be memorized by false prophets and fake news. There is a transcendental edge that could bring spiritual enlightenment, but could also just as easily get swept up in snake oil stuff and self-help movements that offer painless cures to complex problems. It's best to stick with the tried and true. The month of June is entirely under the influence of the Saturn-Uranus square, which becomes exact for the second time this year on June 15th. This could again lead to unexpected developments and breakdowns in supporting structures with an open, unexpected outcome. The central theme of this square is the tension between the individual freedom and social limitations. Mercury and Saturn are both retrograde during this second connection. Much that has been started in the last few months now has to be revealed, reviewed, corrected, and stabilized. With courage and deliberation, small but important steps creating a new understanding can now be taken that will eventually lead to world peace. The first days of June will show how well we succeeded in guiding the energy and the enormous tension created by last week's eclipse into constructive paths. The Gemini Sun, along with Saturn and Aquarius, form a trine around June 2nd through the 4th, as do Venus in Cancer and Jupiter in Pisces. There is now more talk about feelings, hopes, and wishes, as well as your fears. This energy will bring us strong, new, positive vibrations. The great distress in which many people find themselves in at the time of COVID pandemic could become more visible during these days, these early days in June. This could be compounded on Thursday when the moon conjuncts Neptune in spiritual Pisces, leaving a squared Mercury retrograde confused and confounded. Luckily, the sun's trine to Saturn later on that day will bring in a dose of rationality, while Venus trines Jupiter, and this brings in barrels of love and compassion, making it an excellent evening and night. On Saturday, June 5th, Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn oppose each other, while the Aries moon squares both. Mercury in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. This is an ordinary energy which could have you drawn into seductive utopian causes and schemes that fight and oppose the status quo. But is there a real idea of justice over the establishment, or is it a power grab? Real and perceived threats, both national and international, could now lead into instinctive and sometimes violent reactions. And once again, it will be difficult or impossible to get a reliable picture really happening. So watch out for that fake news. Heads up, there's another eclipse coming in Gemini on June 10th next week. And it is in the same degree that Gemini was in when Mercury went retrograde. This can bring new ideas to the surface and certainly will add to the restlessness after this year of COVID and the destruction and unrest in the cities. Stay calm, cool, and collected. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Antonia Lau.
And I'm back with my guest, Antonia Lau. She's a wonderful psychic for Canada. Let me tell you a little bit about Antonia. She's a world-class master psychic born with the ability noted since she was a child. She actually sees and hears your guides and your guardian angels. She's given over 50,000 readings, and she's highly respected for the accuracy and her work to aid all people in achieving their respective highest and best in every area of their lives, as well as creating room for greater soul growth for everyone her life touches. She is called the celebrity psychic and psychic to the stars because of her vast work in the metaphysical spiritual teacher speaker and deep research over 40 years. Antonia is award-winning radio show host, and her show is Beyond Here and Now. She is also a healer who works to inspire ascension and the greater evolution of the human planetary life stream. And Antonia, we met on a cruise with Damon Brinkley, remember, in 2011?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Damon Brinkley, Dr. Richard Hoagland, Dr. Carl Jung.
I knew Richard Hoagland because I went to Egypt with the Shore Foundation and the Edgar Cayce people. We went to the Sphinx, and I went with Mark Tremblay from Canada. And we drew pictures of what was under the Sphinx, and we found three new sarcophaguses near the Great Pyramid, which was over by Isis' tomb, which was very interesting.
Were the sarcophagi alerted to the public, or was it kept secret?
Well, when we were there, we just found it, so they had to uncover it. I think it's with the public now, but it took about 3 years before they let that happen.
Yes.
So let's go back to Bruce Beach, who we are remembering tonight during the Memorial Day. What did you feel was the biggest misconception about Bruce? Because I always felt that he was totally misunderstood. It made me very sad.
I would always correct. He asked me out at several of the film crews that come out from National Geographic and A&E and the History Channel. And he asked me to do so, and they would ask us to speak. And the greatest misconception was that he was a quack, a Looney Tune. And I thought, this man has given his whole heart and soul for the benefit of humankind. If you'd seen the shelter, he has the division of each one of the buses, like the family all got together, kids, grandkids, they made the bunks for their kids, like the tadpoles 4 to 7 and on up, you know, the frogs to the, you know, 8 to 10. And it was amazing everything that he did, but they did it all by hand for the benefit of humankind. And I don't know anybody that has done something that great.
Was there anything that you didn't like about him?
That was an interesting thing, was he was a bit of a curmudgeon, a bit of grumpy, and he could be a little too direct.
Oh, yeah, he was a general, of course. This is in the service, they're all that way.
So if he didn't like something you said, he was shrifted and cut, and I would think, look, I wouldn't say this. You need to look into it. Oh, for instance, there was something pretty interesting. He didn't believe in past lives, because the Baha'i don't believe in past lives.
He's going to change his mind, right?
Oh, my God. I said, uh-huh. So I took his birth data, and I did an audio file, just a short snippet of 11 or so files, a few hours. And he said, where did you get this information from? What book did you? I said, no, it's the 17 different resources I've used over some 30, 40 years. He said, how can this be so accurate? How can you know me like this? I said, now you understand. So it was kind of cute to see him. So I was always patient with sharing and showing new information.
Yeah.
And well, then realize.
That's partly the military, I'm sure. And don't you think his work still has merit? I hope his son is going to continue.
The work has definite merit. People around the world must and have to prepare. This Bruce had the largest privately owned shelter system in the world.
Yeah, he did. And didn't he write some books, Antonia? Can you give us the titles of the books? I know I have one.
Yeah, the best that people need to look at this time, it's on Amazon, is Society After Doomsday. And it's been translated into several languages. But Society After Doomsday, it's a big, thick one, but it goes through what transition has to happen with people pulling themselves together after the great catastrophe called it. That was through government, through liaison, through community. Everything was covered in detail. It was a manual for them to be able to utilize.
That's a good word. It was a manual. And that's the one I do have. Yes. And it was a manual. That's true. So what are some of his other life achievements?
Well, people didn't realize that he was such a prolific guy. He was a professor in several universities in the United States over several years, covering tons of experiments. He did experiments with the plants, whether you talk to them, how they would grow through the university. But people don't even realize Bruce was one of the first ones that his university, they strung the first Wi-Fi from one building to the other dormitory across the way to establish the first computer link. So he was phenomenal when it came to computers, because he was one of the first ones on board. And people wouldn't realize that he absolutely recovered the arm of, I believe it was the Space Explorer that had gone up in space and lost its arm into the sea. Bruce went to the Pentagon, talked, and dealt with NASA, and ended up recovering that space arm. So people don't realize those things. And he doesn't boast or brag.
No, not at all. No. What has other people said about his passing?
Say it again?
What have other people said about his passing?
The letters that are coming in are brilliant, that he made a big impact on them. He was like a father figure for those who knew him over the years, and they were inspired by him. That was the key. That was my whole point about this man. Not only was he a great visionary, at a time when it wasn't popular to be so, especially in this area, he was still kind and showing other people how to care for others. I met so many people that are wealthy that just wanted to get their little shelters for their family of 10 or 28. And I thought, wait a minute, what? That's not the way you see the humankind. We all help one another. And so Bruce was already establishing this as part of his life.
Yeah, he was. And he always said, you can come and see the Ark at any time you want to. It's totally open. You know, he helped me inspire and gave me some research tips on the book that I wrote, my favorite book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. And mine was getting yourself out of your own way and finding your place within and, you know, working with the other side. But he helped me a lot with that.
Yes. It was amazing because he was a deep researcher always, and he had several volumes that are out there, but He also was a proponent of the One World Language Program.
I was just going to ask you about that. What do you think will happen to that?
Well, very expensive. I think that was alone by itself, a couple of million. But it was a program that he developed, a device, where everybody after disaster could learn to speak one language.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're learning that now, you know, that's coming in. And I think it's coming in from the ships that we're seeing in the sky now.
Right.
There is a one language that's just started. And according to my meditations, it started in December of 2019. And it's growing. I certainly don't know that much about it, but I do know that it has started. What can we learn from Bruce? Can you give us a little, we're going to go into our break, but I'd like you to give us a little prayer in silence, and what can we learn from him, Antonia?
Yes, what I'd like to say is we learn from the man that was always giving for humankind. We have to give with that same spirit. He gave everything for the benefit to others, and that inspiration, all his hard work and effort, and his own personal outlay was with no reward. He didn't care that people talked about him badly. He cared that they perhaps were inspired to do his similar work. So on that note, may we always honor his memory, his inspiration, his great big gusto for living life to the fullest, no matter what people said or thought.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to go into our half-hour break, and we'll hear that song by Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Band in honor of Memorial Day. And then I will be back with Antonia after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
was Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Choir singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm here with Antonia Lau. And if you'd like to ask Antonia a question, the number to call is 888-627-6008. Once again, it's 888-627-6008. She's a worldwide psychic and healer, and is much respected. So, Antonia, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wasn't that a beautiful song?
That was gorgeous. That was beautiful and fitting for Memorial Day.
And I know.
I wanted to make sure we added for Bruce in memory of Bruce Beach. He raised over 30 service dogs for children with autism, he and his wife Jean. And so if they wanted to donate to the American Service Dog organization or the GoFundMe that is on the GoFundMe site under his name, Bruce Beach. So either one would be welcomed by the family.
Oh, that's wonderful. I remember him with autism. In fact, I was telling my friend Ed Asner about that. He just opened the Ed Asner Autistic Organization in Los Angeles.
Ah, wow, very good.
And I think they hooked up. That's good. So tell us more about you. I know that you have great ability, and you, like I, were born with the gift.
Yes.
And tell us how you see and hear the guides.
Actually, I was born with the gift as a child, but I was raised by an academic-based family who would not discuss this subject matter. But at the time, I would know these things. I would tell my mom the phone's going to ring and who was going to be on it. And she would just stare and her mouth would drop. And it would happen so often. But because I was raised by an academic family, we were raised to prove everything. So I had that kind of quality. So I needed proof. Even though I was psychic, I knew that.
You sound like Bruce.
Exactly. I knew I had to have that proof because this was somebody's life. So even though my massive studies, I used to read a book a week, now it's 5 a time. But what happened was I said to the universe, if I had to do this, this is someone's life, you better give me enough proof. And before the trend of the books and the movies about it, Elizabeth, it started to happen. I could actually see and hear the person that you did not. I have clients all over the world. And so it was strange. I learned all these years, pay attention. That guide knows that person better than I do. And it's not a loved one or friend or relative, but a highly evolved soul that they've chosen prior to this lifetime for their greater soul evolution. The baby see, we don't teach our kids by the time they're 5, they stop, which has been the problem. But when I started to see it, it shocked me at first. And they know these people so much better than I do. I have to just pay good, humble, rapt attention. And they tell me things that are benefiting that person. And of course, the person always has free will to apply this information or not. But
that's true.
You know, it's I like to connect them back in there and then to see them make their progress through life.
One of my favorite sayings, Antonia, is don't let you better listen to the universe because you don't want them to handle it for you.
Bingo.
We do have a caller. Her name is Pauline, and she's from Queens, New York. And she's one of the people that is a regular listener for BBS. Let's find out. Hi, Pauline. How you doing? Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, happy Memorial Day. I'm assuming, because of her last name, that are you Asian?
That's interesting.
I had a question that nobody has been ever to answer me, because usually it's not an Asian that I could ask. Do you see angels that are Asian? Do you ever? I know there's Kuan Yin, but I'm just talking about, like, have you ever seen angels that are Chinese angels?
Of every make and nationality. We have one soul that lives forever. We get these cute bodies and religions and nationality. We've been everything. Edgar Casey confirms it.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But Pauline, there isn't any Asian angels or black angels or red angels or yellow angels.
Yeah, I know. I was just curious because
they're
of the fact
light.
That they have always pictures of them.
What I actually see is the actual form of their last incarnation, because they excelled. They didn't just complete Earth School 101. They excelled in that last life, and they put themselves in a divine service to help the rest of us get out of here. This is Earth School 101. They know it's a tough school, and we need all the help we can get. So I find that they're looking just exactly whatever that clothing is, that period of that time that they passed forward. So I've seen them on all walks, everything from Orthodox Jewish to...
Now, what I have to say about that is those are your guides, but angels were never people. Angels are light beings.
I said guides, guardian angels. I see people guides, guardian angels. Yeah. Guides, archangels, seraphim angels, cherubim angels, and all the angel requiem, so to speak, is greater than that. But guardian angels are the / guides.
Right, right.
But people have to differentiate.
Maybe I should ask you this question. Because, you know, with all this crazy race stuff that's going on.
Oh, it's horrible.
What is the lesson behind all of that? That would be a question I'd be interested in asking. Yeah.
That's a good one, Pauline, and it's because we're all one. Remember you heard me say, you have one soul that lives forever. And for your Earth School, you will change your nationality, your religion. You will also change your gender back and forth until you complete Earth School for your greater experiences before you're like Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, before you. And we have a long way to go before we're anywhere close to them.
And then once you raise your vibration and have the ascension, you don't come back to Earth anymore. You go to other living worlds and experience higher vibrations.
Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, they're still working on stuff. We're nowhere close. We got to catch up.
We got to catch
thank
up
you.
Is right.
I was just thank curious. You. I didn't have any really particular questions.
Well,
just
thanks for calling, Pauline. We always love hearing from you. Thank you for calling.
Thank
Let's
you,
find
Elizabeth.
Out.
Bye.
So, Antonia, I want to ask you a question because, as I said, I had the same experiences when I was younger. What happened to me was I had a touch of TB and had to come here to this house in New Hampshire to heal when I was 8 years old with my grandmother, who was a shaman. And then she taught me that whole year. She really taught me. But you're a healer. Do you find that when people just talk to you, and they're maybe hurting, that number one, their problem gets solved magically, and number two, you know your energy was part of that healing?
They tell me that constantly. They also tell me that I come in their dreams and teach or tell them things. So
yeah,
it's the voice, and I believe the divine universe uses the energy of our voice for that quality for them for healing. So
I believe, and I think that's getting stronger now. I think that with the ascension process that we're in the middle of, do you feel you're amping up with your energy? I do.
I can definitely feel it. We're supposed to be better. And that's as we get to this vortex of energy called the Divine Dark Creator. And we see it. I see it around me. I sent a message out to a couple of people just psychically this morning, and I got the calls from them. I thought that was very interesting. And they delivered the exact answer or response that I needed. So they heard it. So I thought, wow, the collective is growing.
It is. It's really growing. And I love it. And I think it's growing because the people that could not receive or was had too much fear and blockages, it's being lifted.
Correct.
The ones that are really in the power and work with their guides, and maybe they haven't realized, like I talked to Diana before, maybe they haven't realized that they have a gift, and all of a sudden it opens for them. And it's so invaluable.
Yes, every soul has this connection, but they've forgotten. And that's the key, some greater, some lesser. You have to use it like a muscle. You don't use your left arm as much. It's not going to be as strong as a right. But every human is endowed with these beautiful qualities. And this is the whole point. And you can see it coming up in the collective. I was so thrilled when we came to this time period of the change toward this as we embark on the Aquarian age, because you can
2012 when we did the cruise, it was the introduction to it.
Exactly. And now I see it lifting again and again. You can see people feeling the collective energy, getting the collective knowledge, that 100th monkey kind of thing happening more and more.
I want to tell the story of when we were on the cruise. We were on with, 200 people, Antonia? And we took the boat out to the island, and the Mayans greeted us, and before they would let us come on the island, we had to go through a cleansing, and they grouped us out, and they lined us up, and they grouped us out, and you and I were in the first group, and we were the only two from our group that were together, So we kind of stayed together. And then they told us that we had the highest vibration on the cruise. And I looked at you and I said, I'm going to get to know that girl better. it really touched me.
It was excellent. That cruise, that was amazing, because at that event, after they did the cleansing, I had a wristwatch on to keep kind of track of time. It stopped the moment we started that process and did not start till after I left that afternoon, I think 3:30, the event ended.
Yeah, it was powerful. Well, we've come to the end of our show, Antonia. Would you please give our listeners your contact information?
Yes, so you can always visit my website at antonialau.org, antonialau.org, for more contact information and more information about my work spiritually, mentally, physically. And I'm working to build 22 safe, sustainable communities, which is my connection with Bruce, worldwide, for these changes and for this greater human evolution coming.
Are you still doing Beyond the Here and Now in Canada?
Yes, I am. I do it all over, and the station keeps demanding I do it. I have been so busy. I work a 16 to 18 hour day. It's been constant since the lockdown, but it's necessary for the time right now. So we all work.
Yes, it is. And that's why I have Let's Find Out. As a matter of fact, there was a guy named Art Athens from CBS who worked with Edward R. Murrow, and he had his own show, Let's Find Out, and it was about the news back when we had real news. And I went to his funeral up in New York State, and I was sitting, it was an outside tent, and there he was standing in the front with his wife as she was talking about him. He was standing there looking at me. So I winked at him, and he came over to my chair, and he said, you're going to have your own radio show, and it's going to be called Let's Find Out. And that's how I got the name.
Beautiful. Edward R. Murrow had a gorgeous voice as well. Lots of probing. Everybody tuned in to see that.
He was very, very popular. And then he got blackballed, unfortunately.
Yes.
We'll have you on again. I would love you to come on again and just give readings. That would be wonderful.
I'd be happy to. And thank you so much for giving this beautiful dedication to Bruce Beach, this great visionary. May he inspire many, many more through his great works.
And let's all remember Memorial Day, not only for our soldiers, but for the people that we love near and dear that have passed.
Excellent.
We're going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn again. She's going to sing And Peace Begins. And then we'll have the guided meditation, healing, and frequency meditation. And we will finish with Richard Shulman with Ascension. So don't miss the meditation tonight. Thank you, and we'll see you next time with Frank St. James. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Is all is a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving wins. Then all the blame every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace
begins. This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways, and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression, or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form, and know that this is God's plan and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world. Thank you.